Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Wild is the Wind.
Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you, for my love is like the wind, and wild is the wind.
George Cukor's film from 1957, Wild is the Wind, is now largely forgotten. The monochrome melodrama was previously filmed in Italy under the title Furia, and it's about a love affair between a Nevada ranch hand and his boss's new Italian wife. It ends badly. But the film is notable for its theme song, a seemingly slight ballad that was transformed by Nina Simone into a tornado of piano and vocals, and it was thereafter picked up by a succession of singers. Wild is the Wind was written by the Russian-born screen composer Dmitry Tiomkin and the lyricist Ned Washington. It is sung by Johnny Mathis over the opening credits of the film. Tiomkin picks up the song's theme throughout his score for the film. Cleverly, a jazzy instrumental version of Wild is the Wind is playing when a radio is switched on in one scene. Mathis's performance is typically silky. The song was nominated for an Academy Award, and in 1958 Mathis sang it at the Oscars ceremony. Perhaps Nina Simone was watching, because the song sparked something in her. On her 1959 album, At Town Hall, which was recorded live in New York, she transformed the song into something befitting its title, with a swirl of cascading piano, her voice tremulous.
Wild is a wind.
In 1962, the actress and singer Connie Stevens released a version of the song that was more Johnny than Nina. It included sickly strings and a sweet, girlish vocal delivery. In the lyric, oddly, she hears the sound of violins rather than mandolins.
You touch me, I hear the sound of violins.
Meanwhile, Nina Simone continued to perform Wild is the Wind. In 1966, she released an album of the same name. The title track is a 7-minute epic of Rococo piano playing and swooning vocals. Simone, as was her gift, had put her stamp on the song. In 1974, Simone took her daughter to see a David Bowie concert in New York. From there, a friendship formed between the two stars, a mutual admiration that led Bowie to record what is perhaps the best-known version of Wild is the Wind on his 1976 album Station to Station. He said later, it was an homage to Nina. Bowie, who was channeling Simone, but bringing his own sensibility and, crucially, his studio band to the song, recorded perhaps his finest vocal performance. It's a thing of grandeur that swoops through the octaves. Bowie recorded 7 vocal takes of the song, but in the end he settled for the emotional spontaneity of the first version. Unlike Simone's version, there is no piano. Bowie's arrangement is sparse and urgent. Carlos Alomar's multi-layered acoustic guitars thrum over the pulsing bass and growingly frantic drums, and Dennis Davis's exuberant tom-tom drum fill before the final verse adds to the drama.
Oh.
Bowie continued to perform Wild as the Wind over the years. It featured in his last ever live performance at the Black Ball, a New York charity event in November 2006. Shaky YouTube footage reveals a hesitant start before Bowie finds his voice in a stirring rendition. The song is clearly suited to singers of a certain temperament and vocal range, creatures of the wind, as the song's lyric goes. Three such singers tackled it around the turn of the millennium. The Scottish singer Billy McKenzie's version was released posthumously on an EP in 2001. It's a virtuoso performance, and his rendition of the song on TV, available on YouTube, illustrates his ability to sustain a note for what seem like minutes. The American singer Cat Power took a different tack in 2000 with a cool, distant, piano-only version.
Like a leaf clings to a tree. Baby, please cling to me.
In 1999, George Michael took Wild as the Wind back to its roots on his album Songs from the Last Century. His sultry, slow swing version echoes both Mathis, in its string-laden arrangement, and Simone, in a vocal delivery that is exquisitely pure and dripping with assurance. It's a reminder of what the pop world lost on Christmas Day 2016.
Give me more. Satisfy this hungriness.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.